Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we end the week here on a Friday and head into the weekend. Yep, no football this weekend. That's a bad. But what is the good of the day, Ron Culver?
The good of the day? Wendy's.
Wendy's. What did Wendy's do?
Well, I don't know if you know this because I definitely didn't know this, but yesterday was National Roast Day.
Was it really?
Yes.
When we say roast, meaning like a beautiful piece of meat carved up or roasting like the Dean Martin roast?
Well, if I'm talking beautiful piece of meat, we're not talking Wendy's.
No. And Square burgers, though.
And right now, I don't want Wendy's to come after me. So please, yeah. Wendy's, don't come after me. But I really got to give it up to Wendy's social media manager. Because
okay.
we've talked about Wendy's here before. How whoever's in charge of them tweeting out, they're just brilliant. I mean, the way they just body bag everybody is phenomenal. And yesterday, they put out there, time for everybody's favorite made-up social media holiday. It's National Roast Day, like right now. Drop a roast meat below and feel the burn. So Wendy's was enticing. Guess who came to play?
Who? McDonald's?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, really?
Yes. So Tampa Bay responded, go ahead, Wendy, absolutely roast us. Keep it spicy like your nugs. To which Wendy's had no problems roasting him and said, we're surprised you didn't pull your social media manager in the middle of that of writing that great tweet.
Well done. Well done. Wow.
I mean, I have no words.
I don't either. That is brilliant. I may have to go to Wendy's in the next week or so.
Just to thank him, right?
Just to thank him for that one. The fact that, listen, that is brilliant. Good job. Pull your media manager in the middle of the tweet.
Blake Snell did respond with...
He did? Of course he did. Of course he was paying attention to that.
All Blake Snell said was, yo, with eyeballs and then the laughing emoji.
Unbelievable. That is great. That just made my entire weekend. Well played, Wendy's.
I mean...
We only can do what we do, but and everybody did it. We slaughtered this baseball team when they pulled that move the next morning.
Hey, I was happy.
You were happy.
I was ecstatic.
Oh, was that a that is one for the ages.
Could not play that cut from Mookie Betts enough when he said, yeah, we were so happy when they did that because we didn't have an answer for him.
And also, too, the fact that they were cheering. They were cheering when he was walking off the field.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the guy to shut our bats
down. Thank God.
Well done, Wendy's. That is so great.
What did we say about that move? It was the quickest turnaround to whether or not that was a smart decision.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Instantly, the Dodgers went up.
Instantly, exactly. Kevin Cash was like, should have just said, that's on me. I stink at this.
He's still defending it.
No, he's still defending it.
You know, now they move on.
He should have got to the podium and said, clearly, I do not know how to manage a baseball team properly. I have no idea how we're in the World Series.
Think about this. If they didn't make that move... Right, two things might have happened. Blake Snell might still be part of the Rays.
Right.
Right, maybe. I don't know. But he might still be part of the Rays. Tampa could have three titles.
They would have captured their own triple crown because they don't have an NBA team. Well, they have Toronto hanging out, but they don't have an NBA team. So they would have had all three of the professional teams in their city holding a trophy at the same time. That's amazing. That would have been amazing.
Yes. But thank you, Wendy's, for reminding us of that.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The bad of the day.
Oh, bad of the day, I'm sorry.
The bad of the day is that over 100 million Americans are under winter weather advisories.
I know!
As temperatures dip below zero.
Absolutely, that's not good.
It's
February 12th. That's not good.
Listen, I mean, we skewered the groundhog that he saw a shadow. We even said, how can this groundhog see a shadow? Six more weeks of winter, come on now. And we're getting... This is probably the worst winter storm of the year.
Listen, I know I'm in Tennessee, and I'm not in sunny Florida. Tennessee's kind of in the middle. It's near the Mason-Dixon line, but it's kind of in the middle. It's freezing here. Freezing here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Hey, I'm in Houston, right? We can't really complain about the cold, but Monday night, Tuesday morning, it's predicted to be 10 degrees.
Ugh, I know.
This is Houston. We don't get down to 10. We don't get single digits. I'm a SoCal boy. I don't know how to handle this.
You don't know how to deal with this. Yeah,
I don't have proper clothes.
Yeah. Ugh. You don't need this.
Do I wear two socks? I don't know.
I'm so looking forward to getting spring up and running. Like the other day, it was 66.
Yes.
And everybody in my neighborhood was out and about, walking the dog. You know, everyone was out.
Clear blue skies.
It was beautiful.
Sun was shining.
But my wife, who pays attention to this kind of thing, kept saying, oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, but it's so nice today. She goes, no, it's coming.
Now, sure enough,
the next day, freezing rain.
I know we can't complain. I feel really bad for you guys who live like up in Minnesota, North Dakota, where you don't even have a temperature right now. Like you owe to get your temperature back.
Yeah, that's right. Minus whatever. Yeah.
Minus what? I can't even
begin to think. Oh, it's bad. Growing up in New Hampshire, we used to have those days too, man.
Can't even think about that.
Minus 10, minus 15, wind chill factor minus 25.
Yeah, no. You know? No, thank you.
Remember
Do you even do anything? Like, do you go to work when it's like that? You don't,
yeah, you
right?
Go to work.
You just stay home.
No, you stay home. No, you go to work.
I'll tell you this. If negative temperatures happened here in Houston, the entire city would just be shut down for a couple
days. You have to be careful of frozen pipes, and you have to be careful of, like, you got to – I mean, obviously, black ice is a problem. Like, even when – so that's about
it.
But,
yeah, which we already saw that happen in Fort Worth. That was horrific.
Well, hey, listen, remember, like, go in the history books. I mean, you probably were a little too young, but the Chargers of in that 81-82 season played in one of the coldest games in the history of the NFL when they went to Cincinnati for the AFC Championship.
No, I remember. Well, I don't remember, but.
Some drunks died. They took off their shirts and died.
Yeah.
Well, at least that was the urban legend. I don't know.
Let's believe it. Urban legends are true.
Dan Fouts continues to say that his hands hurt still from that game because he played without gloves. It's like minus 50 with the wind chills. Terrible.
Yeah.
It's freezing. Somebody was, Ken Anderson, said that he felt like he was being stabbed by 1,000 knives. Oh, he went out, it just felt like he was being stabbed. It was so cold. Every breath was just killing your lungs.
Yeah, see, now I imagine
they're going to go play football for 60 minutes.
I imagine they can kind of get away with it today because, you know, now we have those big heaters. I mean, back then they probably just would set barrels of trash on fire.
Exactly. That big coat. The big coat. Yeah, exactly. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Remember earlier this week I told you about a young woman named Tessica Brown? She was the one who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Well, she ended up having to have plastic surgery on her hair.
Really?
And the Gorilla Glue is finally removed. But that's not what the dumb of the day is. The dumb of the day is that I don't know why this becomes a thing or how quickly these things happen, but there is now the Gorilla Glue Challenge.
See, this is you're right. This is not only dumb, this is the dumb.
Yeah, this is the dumb. And one man already was on the wrong side of it, as he said, he thought she was mailing it in. So he put Gorilla Glue on a cup and decided to drink some water out of it. Can you guess what happened?
The cup stuck to his lips.
Yeah, so he ended up in the ER, what he described as painful peeling of the removal of the cup.
That's so funny. Think about this. So he's in the ER. Do you think he waited, like had to wait? Do you think they went, that's not an emergency.
I mean, he comes
sit in the waiting room. We'll be with you in a minute.
Okay, I'm thinking about this in a COVID environment right now. He comes into the emergency room. Do you think the nurse was like, sir, you got to remove the cup and put the mask on?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I can't.
I can't put the mask on. I got the cup in my mouth.
Stuck to my bottom lip.
What do you say? I got the cup is glued to my mouth.
What?
Glued to my mouth. It's terrible. That is awful.
Yeah. So I know we're going to see more of these.
I hope we don't. I agree completely. Why are we doing this?
But, you know, there was a lot of people who did the Tide Pods Challenge and, you know, people got sick and I don't know what people thought, like, oh, let's munch on a laundry detergent.
Wasn't there a stand in front of a train challenge or something that got really serious where people were like, no, cut that out right now.
Yeah, there was also the snort a condom up your nose and pull it out of your mouth.
Oh, people.
And,
that's,
you know,
enough.
I mean, just the dumbest things, probably just to get clicks.
Exactly. That's, people are dying for this kind of stuff. And I'm literally dying for this kind of stuff where they want that kind of attention.
I mean, I can guarantee you this. You or I will not be part of the Gorilla Glue Challenge.
Not at all.
I mean, I've had that type of glue stuck to my fingers, and I can't stand it.
No, I have it, too. I've dealt with super glue and super glue, you know, not just super glue, but other types of glue where it's gotten on my fingers, and it's a pain, and it's awful, and you got to get some solvent in there, and it stinks.
You wash your hands, like, for an hour straight, then you just get that white little patchy area that you can't get off.
Exactly.
You just know you look down on it. It's like, well, I'm just going to have to wait for nature to take its course,
yep,
I guess.
I agree completely.
So, get ready for Gorilla Glue Challenge videos. Woohoo!
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right, coming up next, Urban Meyer drawing some criticism, hiring Chris Doyle, the former strength and conditioning coach at the University of Iowa. He was accused of racist remarks and belittling and bullying his players. Why did Urban Meyer do this? We'll talk about it next as we continue with Wake Up Call.